This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي أسرى بعبده من ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praise is due to Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us immensely has blessed us tremendously, has blessed us abundantly in providing us with guidance during a time so many people are lost, literally lost. Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ By, I swear, wal asr, by the asr. There are many explanations as to what that might be. Some say that it is the declining day. So the latter part of the day. Some say that it is the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he comes at when humanity is starting its decline towards its end. And no one knows when that will be. As Allah Ta'ala reminds us, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is asked, Mata sa'a? When is the doomsday? When is the end of it all? فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِعَالَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ The one being asked, is no more knowledgeable concerning it than the one who's asked. So when you find these publications or films or DVDs or whatever, YouTube clips, where the Sheikh is breaking down how all the signs indicate that the end is now, it's going to be in 2015 or 16 or 17, don't give it much heed. Know that it's closer than it was yesterday. But we don't know when. And I guarantee you, anyone who says, I know when, they're going to be as embarrassed as the Jehovah's Witnesses were twice. Right? Some of you used to be Jehovah Witnesses. 1914, that's it. 1914 came and went. Oh no, 1976. We forgot to factor in the square root of the number of horsemen in Revelations divided by pi. And when we factored that in, it ended up being 1976. And I know Jehovah's Witnesses selling their houses, taking their kids out of school. Unfortunately, 1976 came and went. So we know it's closer than it was. And we know the most important thing concerning it. When the Prophet again is asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, metasa'a, when is the end? He didn't say, when you see this or that or the other. And there are signs for sure, greater signs, lesser signs. But he said in his wisdom, ma'adatta laha, what have you done to prepare for it? When it does come, are you ready? That's what's important. Are you ready when it does come? If it comes tomorrow, if it comes today, are you ready? If it comes tomorrow, are you ready? If it comes next week, will you be ready? If it comes next month, will you be ready? If it comes next year, will you be ready? Will you be ready? Now the ISIS, Daesh, and a lot of people sway. There's going to be the defining battle at Dabiq. You're not going to meet the Crusader army at Dabiq. I guarantee you. So if that's swaying you, just write that out of your mind. I'm talking to some young people out there might be swayed. They read and go in and log on and get led down the path to the rabbit's hole. You're going to meet the Crusaders' bombs and robots and your fellow Muslim who's fighting the proxy war for the Crusaders. That's how the world works now. And we need to, as Archie Bunker used to say, some of you are old enough to remember Archie Bunker, I'm in big trouble now. Man, see, I told you, astaghfirullah. And the brother quoted Archie Bunker in a cookbook. Well, as Archie Bunker used to say, dummy up, meathead. Meathead was his son-in-law. So, it wasn't a fictitious character. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala bless us. But what we want to talk about today is brotherhood. And then some say it's the Asr. Maybe we'll get stuck in Surah Asr. That is the various eras, the epochs that people have witnessed on this earth, because every era, every period of time has amazing events that point people towards the reality of La ilaha illallah. There's no God but Allah. Every period of time that passes over this earth points out and indicates to people there's no God but Allah. And we need to try to be heedful and mindful of the signs. But and then he says, "Inna al-insana," so I swear by the Asr, verily humanity is lost. Is lost. Illa al-ladina amanu, except those who believe, wa amal as-salihat, and do righteous deeds, wa tawasaw bil-haq, and they counseled each other with truth. وَتَوَاسَوْ بَالصَّقْ, and they counseled each other with patience. Those are the people who are saved. People are lost. People don't even know who they are. They don't even know what they're doing in this world. And so it becomes easy when you're lost for someone to give you fake guidance. If you're lost and you want to go to downtown Oakley and you're on the corner of 42nd Street and Martin Luther King Boulevard, in other words, right outside the masjid, and you're going towards downtown, but you don't know it. It's easy for someone to, and so you think you're lost, or well, you know you're lost. And you say, how do I get downtown? It's easy for someone to say, you need to turn around and go back the other way, and you know you're close when you see this big children's hospital on your right-hand side. You're getting close. Right? You're lost. So it's easy for someone to misguide you when you're lost. And that's why it's so important for us to learn the basics of our religion. So it's not easy for people to misguide us and send us down an unproductive path. And the foundations, and this is what Allah is telling us. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe, those who know the foundation, the fundamentals of belief. وَعَمْلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and then translate those beliefs into action. Because we believe in action. Islam is called a verbal noun. This is not just a noun. A noun deals with something that's static. Kitab is a noun in Arabic. Kitab ism. It's static. The book can't move. It can't jump. You're like, book, jump. Book looking at you like you're stupid. But the book can't even look at you like you're stupid. That would be an action. The book just sitting there. And people passing by are looking at you like you're stupid. And that dude just told the book to jump. Check him out. Book, jump. The book can't jump. It's a noun. It's an ism. Hitan, the wall. It's an ism. It has no action. Islam is a masdar. It implies action. Says the property of a noun, unlike a verb, which doesn't indicate something tangible. Dhahaba, he went. There's no tangibility. It's an action described. It's something tangible with an action. It's something tangible with an action. As the Prophet mentioned, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, laysa ad-din bit-tamanni walakin ma waqara fil qalb wa saddaqahu al-amal. That deen, meaning your faith, isn't a fancy, something you just wish or imagine or fantasize about. It's what takes root in the heart. وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ, and then is testified to by the action. And so Allah is telling us that. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, who's not lost? Those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds. They translate that belief into action. They translate that belief into action. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they counsel each other with truth. And they counsel each other with patience. To be patient. Young folks, be patient. Change is going to come. The nature of creation is change. The nature of the Creator is unchange. Lack of change. Lack of change. كان الله ولا شيء مع. There was Allah and nothing was with Allah. وَهُوَ الْآن عَلَى مَا عَلَيْهِ كَانَ. And He is now as He was then. Allah doesn't change, but the creation changes. Creation changes. Societies change. This society will change. It will evolve. And so as opposed to being impatient and engaging in actions that encourage it not to change. Right? When these fools in Texas go and shoot up, these fools in Texas. It's like the ship of fools. All aboard on the ship of fools. You know, some of you have seen that wood carving. The fools are fighting. The storm, the seas are stormy. The ship is battered. The sails are ripped to shreds. Yet the fools are fighting. No one knows just why. Only the captain keeps his cool and grins, for he knows who wins. Only the captain keeps his cool and grins, for he knows who wins. And then in the wood carving, this embodiment of shaitan is the captain holding the wheel while the fools are fighting all around him. The Pamela Geller fools are fighting the ISIS fools. And the ISIS fools, or ISIS wannabe, or whatever you call them, are fighting the Pamela Geller fools. And only the captain keeps his cool and grins because he knows who wins. And so those who don't want to change, those who want to continue to see America be a militarized bully, trampling on the rights of people all over the world, usurping their resources, making billions of dollars on bombs and tanks and planes, they're the winners. They're the winners. And the system perpetuates itself. The system perpetuates itself. And that's how you strike a blow at America. They will pay you a paycheck if you were still alive. Say, man, we couldn't have done that better ourselves. We couldn't have turned so many people against Islam, made them hate your religion, make them feel insecure. Now we got to deal with these homegrown lunatics, and we can't even trust the Sufis anymore. Because one of you is named Sufi. We couldn't have made this up in Hollywood. Matter of fact, I'm going to give your corpse a check. I'm so happy of the services you've rendered to the empire. Dummy up, meathead. Dummy up, meathead. And realize the game that's being played. Muslims aren't fools. The Muslim doesn't get bit in the same hole twice. We need to wake up. And we need to assume our prophetic responsibilities. We need to be guiding people who are lost. You don't need the drugs, you don't need the alcohol to drown out the pain of not knowing who you are, to drown out the pain of the tortured childhood, to drown out the pain of the abuses, to drown out the pain of the inadequate education, to drown out the pain of the institutionalized forces that took your control of your life away from you. You need prophetic guidance. You need prophetic guidance. That's what you need. And I'm here to offer it to you. And not to become an excuse for those who are enemies of the prophets because of their love for prophets, if you follow, to continue to use you and abuse you and to take your money, to take your life, to take your meaning, your purpose. That's who we are. We're the people who are supposed to be offering guidance. We're the people who are supposed to be offering direction. We're the people who are supposed to be offering the counsel of truth to people in this world. And not the people who become the excuse for the perpetuation of the rule of falsehood, who become an excuse for the perpetuation of the rule of injustice, who become an excuse or rationalization for the perpetuation of a world where we see these gross inequalities. We should be the ones advocating for an equitable distribution of the world's resources. And not these inequalities that have rendered entire nations paupers. That's our job. Allah Ta'ala tells us, beautiful, two verses. We'll just quote the relevant part in the interest of time. كُنُوا قَوَامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Be upright for Allah. Stand up for Allah. Stand up for Allah. Don't stand up for materialism. Don't stand up for racism. Don't stand up for all of these false gods that are put out there. Stand up for Allah. شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And be a witness for justice and equity. And then Allah Ta'ala says, كُمُوا قَوَامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. shuhada'a lillah. Stand up for justice and be witnesses for Allah. He turns it around. The first one, stand up for Allah, be witnesses for justice and equity. Qist is equitable justice, distributive justice. That's the technical term. And then Allah Ta'ala says, كُمُوا قَوَامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. Stand up for Allah and be witnesses for justice. And what's the relationship? A person who's going to be a marathon runner in this struggle, who's not going to panic and despair, not going to jump ship at the first sign of adversity, isn't going to turn around and flee, is a person whose consciousness, whose being has been shaped by standing up for Allah and giving themselves to Allah and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is going to have the strength to stand up for justice and for equity and to wage a long struggle and to understand, if I don't win, my children will win, inshallah. Because it's not at the end of the day. At the end of the day, what some of you involved in athletic, every single coach who was worth his cleats would tell every young aspiring athlete, right? It doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And that's all Allah is telling us. لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. You don't have anything to do with who determining who wins or loses. You don't have anything to determine the outcome. You just worry about how you play the game. Play the game right. Be fair, be just. In your struggles, be just. In your struggles, be fair. If you're tested with conflict, stay within the limits set by Allah. Don't murder innocent people. That's violating the rules of the game. If you're a Muslim, don't kill women and children. Don't burn crops and cattle and fields. That violates the rules of the game. And when Muslims accept those rules, we're going to kill innocent people. It makes for great recruiting videos. We're going to burn fields. We're going to destroy crop and cattle. They're playing by another set of rules that Muslims didn't introduce, that were introduced by the people that brought us the firebombings of Hamburg and Berlin and Dresden and Tokyo. By the people that brought us the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. By the people that brought us all of these extermination programs in the Vietnam War. They introduced those rules. And if we don't play by a higher set of rules, we're no better than them. In fact, we're worse. Because we're claiming to represent and to embody the prophetic ideals of ethics and morality and virtue and fairness and piety and humility. But we're displaying an entire different set of behaviors. There's a name for that in psychiatry, but I forgot it. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to play by our rules. May Allah bless us to introduce those to humanity. May Allah bless us to stand up for Him. To stand up in the middle of the night and pray when people are sleeping. To raise our hands in prayer, invoking the help, invoking the strength of Allah. Invoking the help of Allah. Invoking the assistance of Allah to help us to keep going on, to keep on keeping on, to keep on moving down the road, to keep the world in its proper perspective. And understand we do the best we can, but we don't get desperate, because at the end of the day, it's bye-bye. We're all leaving it. This isn't a win-lose and that's it. No. if we lose, we win, if we play by the rules. If we lose, we win, if we play by the rules. Because whether we lose or whether we win, as long as we play by the rules, Jannah. And that's the real victory. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَنْ حَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Everyone will experience death. We're all going to die. And you will be given your recompense in full on the day of resurrection. And that is based on how we play the game. It's not based on winning and losing. If we violate the rules and we win, we've lost. And if we stay within the rules and we lose, we win. And we'll be given the recompense in full, not in this world, يوم القيامة. Whoever's pulled back from hell and entered into paradise, that is the true victor. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. That's the true victor. وَمَنْ حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَى الْغُرُورِ. And what is the life of this world except the deceptive enjoyment? We enjoy it, but it deceives us. It deceives us into thinking it'll last forever. It deceives us into thinking this is all there is. There's nothing else. It deceives us into thinking that if we give all of our energies and priorities and efforts towards it, it will give us something in return. No, it deceives us. It will give us nothing in return that's meaningful and significant. But if we give ourselves to Allah, Allah will give us what He has decided we need from the world. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله. This is a great time to be alive. Some people are like, you must not watch the news. As a matter of fact, I don't. So maybe that's why I'm saying it's a great time to be alive. Because this is our time. This is our time. And there's no better time for us than this time. Because there's no other time for us besides this time. And it has challenges. Abigail Adams, one of the founding mothers of the country, they never even talk about them. It's like always the founding fathers. But she wrote a letter to 12-year-old John Quincy Adams. I mentioned this before in other venues. And she said, amongst other things in that letter, these are times in which a genius would wish to live. Would Cicero had shown so brilliant an orator, were he not aroused and flamed and kindled by the tyranny of Verres, Mark Antony, and there was a third one who escapes me right now. And so she says that great challenges forge great character. Paraphrasing now. It's not in the pacific, calm, nor still station of life that great character is formed. Great character is formed by dealing with adversities. Right, you know, as soon as you meet a spoiled rich brat, you know what? That's a spoiled rich brat. Right? He's born with the silver spoon in his mouth. No substance, no character, no grit. No, nothing. But you meet someone who's overcome and dealt with adversity and maintained their dignity, didn't succumb to what catches up a lot of people who are working in those circumstances, and they rise up above that, say, MashaAllah, that person, that brother, that sister has character, they have substance, there's something there. It's in contending with difficulties. That's the stuff that forms great character. That's the stuff that forms great character. And the challenges of our times, if we rise to those challenges, and we maintain our dignity, and we don't succumb to all those traps that are out there. So you have to go to an extreme camp. You know, it's so bad now, so we just have to be more bad. We have to fight bad with bad. I thought Allah said in the Quran, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Fight evil with that which is better. But no, that was then, this is now. It's so bad now. How bad is it? We saw the Italians the other night. How bad is it for Muslims in America? We saw that the soldiers surrounding the Italians with bayonets on their rifles. We saw it got so bad that out of the 4 million Italians, at 1.2 million, half of the Italian population packed up and went back to Italy. That's how bad it got. Is it that bad for Muslims? I don't see anyone packing. I see people planning to stay. I'm going to get another degree. You must be planning to stay because you're not going to use it in Pakistan. You must be planning for a promotion. Yeah, I'm getting ready to buy a new house. You must be planning to stay. Can't be that bad. Everybody making plans to stay. Reminds me of the words of my friend who is a great ghetto philosopher. He pulled me aside. He said, one day he said, Imam Zaid. I said, what? I'm not going to say that. He said, everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. It's so bad in America, but everyone planning to stay. And our deen allows for hijrah. So it must not be that bad. It got so bad, half the Italians left. 2 million Italians packed up and went back to Italy. So it must not be that bad. And so if it's not that bad, we need to stop crying, stop acting so desperate, get up, stand up, and get to work. Get to work. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا افرض علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا افرض علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكره الرجال ونعوذ بك من الفقر إلى إليك ومن الذل إلى لك من الخوف إلى منك اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تعول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عدانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أكمل الصلاة يرحمني ويحمد الله